Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today in the Franciscan order, we celebrate the memorial of Blessed Bonaventure of Potenza. He's not very well known, you know, because outside the Franciscan order, of course, he's really well known, and he's not a saint yet, he's a blessed, so that's why just the Franciscans honor him today. But he was born Carlo Antonio in 1651, of poor but very devout parents in Potenza, which was part of the Kingdom of Naples back then. At age 15, he joined the conventual Franciscan friars, and he took the name of Bonaventure, after the great seraphic doctor, Saint Bonaventure. After his profession of vows, he was sent to Amalfi, where he lived for about 8 years under the guidance of a very wise and holy spiritual master or spiritual director, who instilled in young Bonaventure all the virtues of a good religious, especially Franciscan religious, particularly the virtues of humility and obedience. These would be the virtues that would be most evident in the life of Blessed Bonaventure. One story illustrates this very well. So one day, Bonaventure told his superior that the key to the sacristy was lost. The sacristy in the church is a very important place where all the necessary instruments are for celebrating Mass and the vestments, all that. Very important to get into the sacristy. So the superior said, well, smilingly, he said, then you have to look for it in the well. Get a rod and fish it out. Perhaps he was inspired by our Lord's example. Remember when he told St. Peter, when they asked for the taxes, the 2 drachmas for the temple, and he told St. Peter to go and, fishing for it, the first fish that he would catch, he would open up the mouth and there were the 2 drachmas and he'd pay the tax that way. So it was interesting. Maybe he was inspired by that example. We're not sure. But with prompt obedience, Bonaventure went off to the well and with rod and line in hand, he went fishing for the key. And lo and behold, what did he find on the end of his fishing hook? He found the lost sacristy key. So God rewarded him miraculously for his prompt and humble obedience. As a priest, Bonaventure labored with amazing success. This was the result of his deep prayer life, rigorous mortification, edifying words, and holy example. His sermons were very simple, probably very short too, but always effective, able to reach even the most hardened of hearts. On a few occasions, Bonaventure was appointed guardian or superior of a friary, but he would always refuse that office, begging his superiors to let him off the hook, as it were, to remain a humble and obedient subject rather than be a superior who commands the subjects. So he avoided that office of father guardian or superior. But obedience eventually led him to accept the office of novice master, the one who trains the novices in formation and preparation for their vows. It's a very important position. And Father Bonaventure, he carried out this position very well, inculcating in his novices all the virtues of a good Franciscan religious, especially, you guessed it, the virtues of humility and obedience. So despite so much success, though, in all of his duties as novice master and his priestly apostolates, Bonaventure was always wont to repeat, Lord, I am a useless servant in your hands. I'm a useless servant in your hands. Always so humble. After about 45 years of an edifying religious life, Bonaventure died peacefully in the Lord on this day, October 26th, in the year 1711. Pope Pius VI beatified him, in 1775. We await the day where he'll be canonized. God willing, that will be sometime soon. And perhaps he'll be known as, the great saint, of obedience, so necessary. We should be inspired by the example of Blessed Bonaventure in his humble obedience, fully convinced ourselves of its necessity for our salvation and our sanctification. In imitation of our Lord and Savior, who came into this world, above all, in obedience to his Father's will, to carry out, to do the will of his Father in all things, to be obedient even to death and death on the cross. So our humble Christ-like obedience will also serve to make much-needed reparation for so much prideful disobedience in the world today. And hopefully, win back all these souls to the way of salvation, which is the way of humble obedience. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesus.